You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We continue the quiz, myself versus Huey. Loser, well, if I lose, I have to watch a Chiefs game this weekend. And I know a lot of you are like, oh, that's not a punishment. It is for me. I'm not into football.
This weekend's going to be a good one, though.
You have to watch a Cardinal DVD.
Now, that's actually a punishment.
Yeah. Well, how is it a new Cardinal DVD?
Yeah, I guess that's a good point.
Cardinal
yeah.
DVD from 2023.
Yeah, games that haven't even been played yet.
That's spring training in Jupiter. That's fair. March of 2023. All right, so
we're going to start with you this time.
Huey is leading 5-4.
It's 5-4. You're losing.
I have to come back.
Yep, he needs to come
and
back.
And this
here.
Is it.
You guys, whoever wins this is the ultimate fan of their team. And you know how Fox
That's
takes
true.
Pride in being such
That's
a big
true.
Cardinals fan.
I do want it for the bragging rights.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Fotch.
Like how we're stretching.
Yeah.
How we're stretching.
You're like, right? We're going to play a sport? Here we go. We're talking right about now. Sports.
Okay, Fotch. Yeah. Which Cardinal won 3 MVPs and 7 batting titles? A, Albert Pujols. B, I still can't
She says it so funny. Albert Pujols.
B, Stan Musial. C, Joe Torre. Or D, Mark McGwire.
Joe Torre?
Joe Torre, yeah.
Okay.
Was it 3 MVPs and 7?
3 MVPs and 7 batting titles.
It's Musial. Stan Musial.
Yeah.
Nice.
Why did I pick a Musial question?
So all of those guys have won an MVP, I take it.
Well, I mean, I know
Pujols
did.
There's a bunch of legends
did.
In there. And Mark McGwire, surely, right?
I don't think he did.
Oh.
He may have when he was with the Athletics.
Okay. Mark McGwire is my favorite. I almost said character. Yeah. Baseball player.
He's your favorite character in the movie that was the Cardinals in the 90s.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, Huey.
All right, we're tied up.
Yeah, it's 5-5 now. Who did the Chiefs defeat in Super Bowl, the Super Bowl that happened in 1970?
It was the Vikings.
Okay, good job.
That is the easiest question ever.
Yeah, that was.
I just gave you an easy one.
That was not an easy one.
Yes, it was.
I have to say that was an easy question.
Okay, Fotch.
We've only won 2 Super Bowls, so I definitely know the two teams
right.
we've beat: the Vikings and the Niners.
Well, stop whining. This is an easy one. What was manager Whitey Herzog's style of play sometimes called?
Whitey ball.
Yes.
Nice. See, we're tied.
We're both tied still.
So what are we entering tiebreaker territory here?
We're getting there. Well, I don't know. You have to lose one. You have to lose one. Okay. Huey, when did the Chiefs move into Arrowhead Stadium?
Ooh.
A, 1975. B, 1972. C, 1980. Or D, 1969.
Not then. What were the first two guesses?
75 or 72.
Ooh, that's going to be one of those. I'm going to say 72.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're so excited.
That was
right.
That was a tough one.
That, yeah. See, I get tough ones.
Here's the thing. You celebrate when he gets right. And when I get right, you're like depressed.
Well, it's because like it's the Chiefs are
it's
winning.
It's the Chiefs. Yeah. I want you to watch a game for once.
Yeah.
All right. Fotch, who led the Cardinals in hits in 1977, 1978, and 1979? A, Lou Brock. B, Ozzie Smith. C, Gary Templeton. Or D, Keith Hernandez?
Keith Hernandez.
Nice.
You are so confident, you're wrong.
Really?
It's Gary Templeton.
Oh my gosh, really?
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay, so Huey won.
All right, baby. You're watching the Chiefs this Sunday.
Woo!
Checking that Chiefs-Bengals game.
Yeah, get some snacks ready.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy it.
It'll be fine.
It's going to be fireworks. They're both hugely great offensive teams. You're going to not be bored for a second.
Yeah.
It's gonna be back and forth. Whole game.
Yep. Yes. And I expect you to watch the game because I will be checking in on you.
You're going to be yes, please.
And I will be asking
you as
well. What you thought the next day.
Yep.
So, what time is the game?
3:25 on CBS.
Yeah.
Tony Romo is narrating.
Yeah. Tony Romo and...
Do I have to watch the whole game?
I mean...
At least...
Okay, so I don't have to watch the pregame or anything.
No, just the actual game.
Yeah, just the whole game. 60 minutes of football. You can even turn away during commercials.
It's way more than 60 minutes.
Yeah, 60 minutes of
play. 3 hours of good old-fashioned football.
60 minutes of the clock moving.
So you have your Sunday plans made now.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. He's
satisfied. I know. I just love that he's not the ultimate Cardinals fan.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. How do you feel over there? Oh, he's pouting.
He's
okay.
Salty.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.